We all are going through trials, aren't we? There's terrific trials going in this world right now. Many, many people that are ill, many who have gotten older and can't come, and different things. This just different things, isn't it? But you know what? Who is our strength? Who is our strength? Amen. The Lord is the one that is our victory. He is our strength. He's going to get us through all of this. Praise the Lord. He isn't surprised. You think God is sitting up there saying, oh my, what will I do now? He isn't doing that at all. He is the faithful Lord. Turn with me in the book to the book of Psalms 27. And let's look there a moment. We're going to talk about how we have strength in the Lord. We are not able to be victors in ourselves. I hope everybody here understands that. You cannot overcome all things and be what the Lord wants you to be just by your own power, saying, well, I'm going to be different. I'm going to draw on my strength to be different from in my life. It requires that we fall upon the Lord, trusting in the Lord. Glory to God. So this verse 1 of Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall help me, or hide me in his pavilion or his shelter. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our Father, bless this word to our hearts today. Help us, Lord. Help us. We know that we're in trials and tests, Lord. Things are not right in our United States. Things are not right, Father. We're going through all of these things, but we know that you are the faithful one. And we claim your faithfulness today. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord is the strength of my life. I like to look up words, you know that. So in the Old Testament, the words were copied in the Hebrew language, you know. But it's interesting that this word strength, we think of strength as being muscles and, you know, somebody that's really, really strong physically. That's not what this word means. It means a fortified place, a fortified place, a defense, a fortress, a rock, a stronghold. That's what this word means. What is God to us? He is that fortified place that we can run to when we have needs, when we're in trouble. When we don't know where to turn, we can run to that fortress, that rock, that stronghold. He is our strength. He is the one to help us. In my lifetime, I have had many tests and many trials that God was my strength. I had nothing left to be strengthened with, but the Lord strengthened me. And I know he can do it for anybody. What he wants us to do is to realize our weakness. We cannot just determine in our own mind and say, I'm going to do differently. I'm going to turn over a new leaf. Here we are in the first of the year again. People will be making these these announcements are going to do this, they're going to do that, they're going to be different this time. Yes, but you know what? It doesn't work. What works is to just commit our way to God, ask Him to help us and give us that strength that He wants to give us. Praise the Lord. He is so faithful. Glory to God. There are three examples that I'm going to use of people in the Bible that really knew the strength of the Lord. And the first one we're going to look at is in 1 Samuel. Let's go to 1 Samuel, and we're going to go to the 17th chapter. The 17th chapter records for us about David, the little shepherd boy that later became the king of Israel. He was from a large family. We know that. He was probably, he was next to the youngest. That's who he was. He was next to the youngest. And he had older brothers that were more muscular and taller and everything, and it looked like maybe they would be the one God would choose. But he didn't choose them. He chose David, because David, the scripture says, that God said of David, David is a man after my own heart. Isn't that something? Yes. So Samuel 17, let's begin reading with verse 31. When the words were heard which David spake, see that he went down to the camp of Israel where the Israelites were fighting against the Philistines. And his brothers, his older brothers, were all there. His dad sent him down there to see how they fared and to take some food along down there. And so then when he got there, they were talking about Goliath, this big, huge giant that was out there calling and the children of Israel a bunch of names, and you're not going to be able to defeat me, and I'm going to capture you, and all that stuff he was yelling. And so in this verse 31, when the words were heard which David spoke, they rehearsed them before Saul, because Saul said, we're able to take this giant, we can do this. And so God caused King Saul to hear David's words. Verse 32, David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth. And David said to Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and I smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and I smote him, and I slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he hath defied the armies of the living God. Isn't that a beautiful thing to think about, a young man like he was, about 17, just believing in God totally, just really proclaiming the word. And so David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And what we're emphasizing is that David, in his own strength, could not have done this. He was just a kid. But he was empowered by the strength of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So he could say in Psalms, the Lord is my strength. Yes. The book of Psalms, if you read it from time to time to get just an insight into David, he didn't write all of the Psalms, but he wrote many, many of them. And the Lord was using him to show the power of God. And notice in verse 40, it says in verse 39 that David girded his sword upon his armor and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. Saul wanted him to be loaded down with his armor and have his sword and everything. And he was just a young kid and he couldn't even carry the armor. So he said, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved. That means I have not tested them. And David put them off of him, and he took his staff in his hand that he used all the time out with the sheep. That was his main thing he had was a staff, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And that just means a traveling pouch. When we think of scrip, we think of writing, but this is a little bag that he carried to put the stones in. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. The Philistine came on and drew near to David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. When the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, ruddy and of fair countenance. And the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his God. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, to the beasts of the field." Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. I will give thy the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day to the fowls of the air, to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." Praise the Lord. Boy, those are words of faith, aren't they? And what do we do when we come into a trial, when Satan is great big there? He's a giant, isn't he? Do we hum-haw around and say, "Well, I don't know if I'll make it through or not. I don't know what, I don't know. I don't feel very strong." Good place to be, not feeling very strong. That's a good place. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to recognize our weakness, that through our weakness we will be made strong. Praise the Lord. He is our strength. The scripture says over and over. There are many, many times that it tells us that he is our strength. I want us to turn now to Exodus, the 15th chapter. Exodus 15 is the chapter that tells us that the children of Israel had gotten out of Egypt. They finally got out. They were on their way, and they come up against the Red Sea, and the mountains are on each side of them, and they think they're going to make it. But here they are in this place where there's no way out because the enemy is coming behind. Egyptians are coming behind, and they're going to try to just totally destroy Israel right there. So we're going to be reading verses 1 and 2 of chapter 15 of Exodus. Then this is the song that Moses sang. And, of course, his sister, she went out and the women all went out and danced and praised the Lord. And it's just a wonderful chapter if you would read it all at home. And I know many of you have. In verse 1, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The waters came over those old riders." It came over them. They find evidence of that even today in the sea where the chariots were destroyed. And notice verse 2. "The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name." And it just goes on and on and on and on with beautiful praise to the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord is my strength and my song, my force, my security. In this place, it means my fortress, my force, my security, my boldness, and my power. That's what the Lord is. Glory to God. He is a faithful God. Everyone here has had trials in your life. Right? Am I wrong? Every person here has had trials. And all of us here have experienced the times when it looked like there was no way out. Where there was no way out. And yet the Lord was there. The Lord was there. And he gave us the victory. It might have come some way that we never thought of it coming. Because we kind of, you know, we kind of want the Lord to do this exactly like this. Now, Lord, I'm praying to you, and you just deliver me from this situation. You just give me, Lord, you just do this. You provide money for me. You do whatever it is. That's how we do. We try to dictate to God what he should do. But we find out in life, that's not the way it is. The Lord has his own way in doing things, just like he did here. He let Israel come to the point where there was no way out. Mountains on both sides, the big Red Sea in the midst, in the front of them, and behind them, the armies of Pharaoh. They had to cry just to God to help them. Oh, Lord God. Moses held out his rod over the sea, and the Lord parted the water and made it so they could go across. Isn't that beautiful? His strength, his strength. Let's look at the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua. There are so many examples in the Old Testament that, you know, we'd just be here all night if we tried to read them. So we're not going to read all of them, but we're just going to show a few that the Lord impressed upon my mind. In this place, this man Caleb and his friend Joshua. Joshua and Caleb were chosen of the Lord along with 10 other men. And they were all go over into Canaan land. See, they had come out of Egypt and they were traveling along in the wilderness. They finally got up there to the point where they could go over into Canaan land. And God said, appoint men to go over and check it out. So 10 men that of Israel that didn't really trust in God went. And the two men, Caleb and Joshua, with faith in their hearts, went over there. And they came back telling all the tale. Most of us know this. The 10 men said, we can't do it. There's giants in that land. It's a good country, but we can't do it. We can't. After wandering in the wilderness all of that time, here they are, right there about to go over, and then can't do it because they won't take the strength of the Lord. His strength is what we're talking about. And so poor Caleb and Joshua, God said, okay, I'm going to turn you out into the wilderness. You're going to have to wander 40 years before we come back here and possibility of you maybe getting into this land that I'm going to give you. And all of the older generation died off in that 40 years, those that were in unbelief. And the younger people were the ones that were left. And they come up here now to the border again, and Caleb is telling him what he wants in his part of it. So we're going to begin reading with verse 5. The Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. The children of Judah came into Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh and Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. He said, remember, Joshua, how that we believed we could go into the land and they wouldn't go, and God said that he would give us land that we desired. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again, and it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet hath trodden shall be thy inheritance and thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spoke this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 4 and 5 years old. He was 85 years old before he got the promise that God had given him. He had to put up with those people 45 more years because they were so rebellious against God. And notice verse 11, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spoke in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there. They were giants. And that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron for an inheritance. And Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. But what we're emphasizing here is in verse 11, yet I am strong. I am strong. If you're going through a trial, if you say this and really mean this in your heart, Satan has to flee. I am strong. Jesus is in me. I have a new life. I am able to go on. I will go on because he's going to give me that strength. It isn't your strength. I think you all know that. You know, we can tell ourselves over and over, now I'm going to buck up. I'm not going to let this bother me. I'm just going to be okay now. And sure enough, it just comes around again, doesn't it? It comes around again, but yet we are triumphant in Christ. Praise the Lord. In the book of Romans chapter 4, verse 20, it says there where it's talking about Abraham, and he says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Abraham did not struggle and say, oh, look at it, I can't do it. Oh, I'm not going to make it. He did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. God told him he would have a child, and his wife was barren. But God did give him that child. Praise the Lord. In verse 21, it says, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform it. That's what faith does. That's what being strong in the Lord does. We believe the word of God. We believe it. Believe it. It's true. It's true. All of my lifetime, God has been faithful to me. As a kid, just a kid, having my parents fighting and fussing and going on and all of that, God was with me. He would give me scriptures in the night. I remember, and I've told you this, my mother was standing at the kitchen table, her heart was broken, and I said, Mother, God gave me a scripture last night. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called. You know what? And I don't blame my mom. She was going through terrible things, but she stamped her foot at me and said, don't say that again to me. I went in my bedroom and I prayed. I was 11 years old. God knows all about our lives, and he will take care of us. All kinds of things happen to us in our lifetime, but God has always been faithful. He has always been our strength. Remember that in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, remember about how he illustrates this faith of just believing and counting on God's strength. In all of these people that he talks about there in chapter 11, they went by faith. They walked in the strength of the Lord. And it was through faith that they overcame, wasn't it? And even with Apostle Paul, there were so many times that he was so tried and persecuted and beaten, and, you know, they left him for dead outside of Lystra, and the saints went out there, and the Lord revived Paul from the death and brought him on. Praise the Lord. God's strength is sufficient for us. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 12. Let's begin reading with verse 7 of chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians. Now, in this first part of this scripture, Paul is saying that the Lord had given him such revelations and such truth. And in verse 7, he says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." And we know that God doesn't want us to be puffed up about what we know and who we are and how God has used us and all of this thing. He wants us to be humble. And he will allow trials and tests to humble us. And it's important to take from God whatever he allows. As Paul went through this in chapter 11 of 2 Corinthians, he lists all of the trials that he had, the times he was in prison, the times he was shipwrecked, and all of that. So if you want to read that again, that's a good bunch of verses to read. And so in verse 8, it says, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice." And that word "besought" doesn't mean he just prayed a little prayer. It means he beseeched and he begged God to deliver him from this horrible trial that he was going through. No doubt had some kind of really bad body problems, maybe deformed even from all the blows from the bricks and things that they hit him with, the rocks. But he learned, he besought the Lord for that, that the Lord would, three different times he begged the Lord that the Lord would cause this problem to leave him. And he said to me, God said, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." That's where God's strength is the most mighty. If we all were well all the time, nothing happened to us bad, wouldn't have any trials, you think we would really depend on the strength of the Lord? I don't think so. I know it. I know we wouldn't. So he allows us to go through weakness, go through trials and tests. Sometimes it's so difficult. We think we don't know whether we can even make it. But he says that his grace is sufficient. That doesn't mean it's just barely there. He just barely gives us a little bit of grace to get by. That's not what it means. It means he pours in his grace and his ability to keep us going and keep us trusting on when we're dependent. We don't have any strength, and we learn that. We do not have any strength. And his strength is made perfect in our weakness. That's where it's manifested, in our feebleness, in our bodily weakness. It also means, as he says there, "I'd rather glory in my infirmity." That word means malady, disease, and sickness, and ailment. I don't want to be weak. God has blessed me all my life. I've had a lot of illnesses, a lot of things, but I don't like being weak. But God is going to give me that strength that I need, and it's going to be sufficient for me. It's going to be enough for me. It's going to be enough to meet my needs, just like it is for you. It's going to be enough for you to be, your needs to be met, and for you to be an overcomer in Christ. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, I thank God for that. So I'm just going to quote you a scripture now again, and this is Ephesians 6:10. Does anybody know what that is? "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. When you feel weak, when you feel like you can't go on, fall on the Lord. He will strengthen you. He will give you the power to do it. Psalm 60, verse 12 says, through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. Praise the Lord. Valiantly, He's going to give us that power and strength to fight down and fight the enemies. And of course, He fights them down. He treads them down. For it is He that shall tread down our enemies. Note that. Praise the Lord. It is He that treads down our enemies. So if you have problems, who's going to help? You can try to go to a counselor. Those that don't know the Lord sure won't help you. So you give it to the Lord and you pray and you ask the saints to pray. And first thing you know, the Lord has given you the victory. We're going to have communion today. Our beloved Lord Jesus Christ died on this cross that we might have this strength, that we might have this victory in Him. Salvation, not only for just our souls, but for our whole self, body, soul, and spirit. Hallelujah. His deliverance, His strength is ours. Praise the Lord. I am strong in the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.